Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Got Jamie Gillis in the house again. It's not been too long since you've been here, Jamie, but welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Got a couple new things to talk about. We're going to touch on basketball a little bit, and especially since you've been removed from the successful season just a little bit and had some time to, you know, go through summer camp and get a look at your next year's team. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But you're in a new role at Cobble High School as assistant athletic director. We had a guy, good guy, Steve Robbins, leave Cobble High School, move on down the road to Upperman High School to be the head principal. And that left the opening of athletic director. And so I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit about that as we get into it. But let's do touch on basketball. Last time you were here, we talked a little bit about the season, really fresh off the season at that time. And you had some time to digest everything a little bit and actually go through summer camp with your kids. So tell us about, you know, thoughts now after that very, very successful season last year and then you know, getting into summer camp with your new kids.
Well, it's always exciting to start a new season and to get the new faces. And, you know, we have a big freshman class. We have five in our freshman class that came in, and they are a very talented group. Matter of fact, four of the five were on the Prescott South Middle School team that won the TMSSA state championship last year. And I think that I know they were undefeated. And so some good new talent coming in. You know, and our team for the most part is, you know, it's different. I lost five seniors. This being the start of my sixth year, I had those seniors for four out of my 5 years. So going into summer and spring practice and even, you know, getting back into the school year and starting into the weight room and things like that, it's just a completely different group, you know, not having those girls that I've seen every day for 4 years. But you know, we've had some time to reflect on our season, and wow, it was great. And you know, I've replayed that last game in my mind over and over, but it doesn't take away from what we were able to accomplish last year.
Isn't it funny, Jamie? And I do that all the time. Like, the things that I remember are the plays that I didn't do well on. My former quarterback, Burt Brown, who's over at Tech, reminds me of a couple of touchdowns I dropped from him all the time. But it's funny, you remember the thing, I'm not necessarily negative, but the things that maybe you could have controlled.
Yeah.
A little bit more than you do the successful things.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing.
And you know, I talked to Adam West, who was a coach at Monterey for a few years, and he got to the state tournament. We were talking the other day, and he said, well, what would you have done different? And we talked for probably 20, 30 minutes just about things that that happened to him at state tournament, things that happened with me. And it's neat to get different perspectives. But I think that's just in our nature to go back and think of, well, I could have done this or I could have done that. But, you know, at the end of the day, state tournament final four, best record ever at Cobble High School. I don't have many complaints.
You know, in the heat of the battle, you make the best choice you can. You hope you prepared yourself,
right?
Which I know you do, for that along the way. So you got to live with what you got. But like you said, man, just a fantastic season, the best ever at Cobble High School on the women's side. And then so many accolades for your players along the way. You know, you can't look back and be upset or mad or, you know, you might have changed a couple of things that you would have done. But hindsight's great. I mean,
right.
I'd love to have that hindsight and go back and do it all over again, but we can't do that. But what a great season you had.
It was. And, you know, I told him, and that game in the state tournament was the only game that we had really been down in. And what a great problem to have, right? I mean, and we had a tough schedule. And, you know, looking forward to this next season, I think my schedule's harder this year than it was last year. But we're going to compete. You know, we had a good summer. You know, we didn't win every game, but we competed. And like I said, some new, young, fresh faces coming in. And, you know, they're ready to go. And I'm excited about this. I have a great senior leadership. I've got three seniors coming back with Cassie Gallagher, Jordan Gillis, and Grace Ann Kelly. And Cassie's in soccer right now and just killing it there. And Jordan and Cassie are, you know, they're doing stuff on their own. And yesterday they went and ran after our workout. And I thought it was just going to be those two. And she ended up saying four people went with her. So, you know, they went out in the 98 degree heat index and were running on the track. So I think our leadership's going to be really good. And I think that peer pressure to to go above and beyond is going to be really, really good.
I'd be interested to ask you. You said this. You didn't win every game this summer. Did you win every game last summer?
No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
So that's, I mean, that's kind of a good indicator, if you will, in comparison to both, but it's two different teams. You know, the personality of this new team is going to be a lot different than the personality of the last one.
Yeah, it will be. And like I said, we played well and a lot of things to work on, but you know, your summer team and your winter team are always different too. So, I expect big things. I really do. And they're working hard right now. You know, we're working out, we're lifting right now, and we haven't started conditioning yet. So they still like me right now, but give them a couple weeks.
We're talking to head basketball coach over at Cookeville High School, Jamie Gillis. And Jamie, you know, the makeup of the team, you lost five seniors. You got a good freshman class coming in. To replace those five seniors, you know, that's the way it works every year,
uh-huh.
You know, good or bad. So how the chemistry is always hugely important. It always was to me as a coach, because sometimes you can have one bad kid, you know, that can ruin a lot. So how do you manage that? The personalities and the personalities coming in, you just talked about, you know, four of the five coming from Prescott that won a state championship and were undefeated. So, you know, you got some good players coming in. How do you get them understanding the culture that you created at Cookeville High School and really to try and fit them in quickly?
Well, I lean a lot on my senior leaders, you know, and the kids that have been there. And, you know, I've got a good, like I said, a good senior class and a good junior class too. And it's kind of funny this year, they just didn't really, it just kind of come right in, and this is how we do things, and we go hard every play, and we make the extra pass, and we don't care who scores. And, you know, it was, there's never really been a question of, for the freshmen, you know, how do we do this? This is what we do. And, you know, there were some games that different freshmen stepped up, and, you know, then there were some games they look like freshmen, and they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
But the overall just attitude that this senior group is the more quiet leadership, mm-hmm. you know, had KK and Bailey and Emma last year, and Emma was the quietest of those three, but they were pretty, you know, boisterous and loud and like to have a good time. Verbal. Yes. And Jordan and Grace Ann and Cassie are, they lead by example, and they don't really have to say a whole lot, because, you know, those younger girls they care as much about what they think, what Jordan and Cassie and Grace Ann feel as I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, my middle daughter, Allie, is a freshman this year. And we were talking, we got home one day, and she said, yeah, I mean, what do you think Cassie thought about the way I played? I'm like, what? You know, and I told Cassie that, and she was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, so you got to understand, they care about what you think. And, you know, and so I think that was kind of eye-opening for her. Like, okay, you know, I gotta make sure I'm doing that. Being that example all the time.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about your kids and coaching your kids, and you know, I know there's probably some not so good sides of that for them having a mom as coach. But one of the things you just mentioned, you know, having that conversation with your daughter on the way home, a player that actually plays for you, is a freshman coming in, that's got to be able to give you a little bit more information than not having them there.
Yes, and Jordan has learned along the way, you know, what to say and what not to say. And Allie kind of is figuring that out. Jordan's having to learn. She's been the younger sister for 3 years, and now she's the older sister for a year. And that's different. And the way Allie looks up to her, and the way, you know, my youngest look up to her. So it's different. And, you know, we've had conversations about that, but yeah, I still, you know, even with our workouts now, I'm like, what'd y'all think about the workout? And they're like, oh my God, you know, and they're honest. I'll tell you that they're honest 100% of the time.
Yeah. That's interesting. You know, last time we talked to hear those conversations, you know, I remember last time you told me it was getting to a point to where, you know, with your senior that you had to back off talking
mm-hmm.
About basketball because it was too much.
Yeah. And she would say, can you just be my mom for a minute and let's talk about basketball? And I was like, okay. You know, and I had to learn how to do that. And that's not always easy. But I understood that other kids get to go home and talk to their mom, you know, and I'm always their coach. So trying to just keep those communication lines open with them. It's big for me and Scott with our girls. We want them to be honest with us, but, And we respect their opinion, but it doesn't always matter.
Yeah, I hear that. So this one might go into the next segment, but I want to start it now. You're in the middle of a pretty good basketball region. I would say, you know, being around here a long time, one of the best women's basketball high school regions anywhere around. You talked about the freshmen coming out, Prescott, that won a middle school state championship, basically. There's got to be, you know, I'm just going to, the nasty word, recruiting. There's got to be a lot of that going on in the area. Now, I would say, you know, being Cookeville in a bigger school, you get most of the kids that are in Cookeville. And everybody has their communities that, historically they play at those schools. Their parents play at those schools. So they're going to end up playing at those schools. But you know, you've got White County, you've got Upperman, you've got Cookeville, the list goes on of how good women's basketball is in this area. Do you feel any of that as the coach at Cookeville High School? I know you've been to other places too. Do you feel any of that? That's the question that I get a lot.
Yeah, and I came from Upperman. I mean, I was the middle school coach there. And so, when I took the job at Cookeville, I wanted to keep Cookeville kids in Cookeville.
Okay.
And it's a huge school. I mean, there's 2,400 kids there. And so, you know, we realized that it's not a good fit for every single player.
Right.
It's not. And so, we try to take that into consideration, but, you know, we obviously want the best one. You know, we want the kids to come and play.
As everybody does.
Yeah. But what's happening now, you know, as starting my sixth year is it's hard to come in and play as a freshman, you know, but we have a full JV team. We have a full JV schedule. You know, I worked on our JV schedule today and, you know, right now I'm at 14 games in that JV schedule. So, if kids are willing to come in and put that time in, and understand the process and keep working to get to that varsity level, then that's when you have a really good program, I feel like.
We're going to continue that conversation. Let's take a quick break, though, and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. Sam Brooks here, having a good conversation with Coach Jamie Gillis from Cookeville High School women's basketball. We're going to flip the coin a little bit and talk to you about your new role at Cookeville High School. You're assistant athletic director as of this year, vacated by Steve Robbins, who moved on down to Upperman High School to be principal down there. And we wish Steve the best of luck. I already heard he's doing a great job down there, so kudos to Steve and UHS and getting Steve down there. But that created opportunity for you to be assistant athletic director out there. So tell me a little bit about your new role.
So Mr. Pettit came to me at the end of the school year last year, and he said, I got this idea. You know, Steve's gone, and we're so large. Our school is so large, and we have so many sports to cover. It's really hard for one person to cover all that. And he had told me that he wanted Adam Kefauver to be the athletic director, but, you know, he just realized it was a big task. And so he said, would you be interested in helping him? And he gave me a few days to think about it. And, you know, it's right up my alley. You know, I love all sports. And I love being around athletes and coaches. And it's a way to kind of be in a little bit of an ministerial role.
Yeah.
And so, we talked over the summer and decided that, you know, we would take this on together, me and Adam. And so, it's been good. It's been new. He is an assistant principal, so he's doing, the bulk, I guess, of the work, but I'm just there to help him in any way I can. And, you know, with all the TSSOA stuff and, you know, just getting all our kids' rosters in and making sure, you know, coaches are doing what they're supposed to. We have a new volleyball coach this year, so I've kind of taken him under my wing and just trying to help him and help him navigate through all the new things because he moved in from out of state. So just, you know, and it's been good so far.
Yeah. So you're exactly right. You know, back in the day, I was over at Quitwell High School for a while, of course, 16 years actually. And I got to do that 1 year. We had somebody leave and David Little was there and, I got to take over that role for a year. I'm telling you what, it's a job within itself. And, you know, most of the time, as with Steve, it's an assistant principal, but you know, the majority of Steve's day was taking care of the athletic director duties.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about as many sports as Quitwell High School does, it's kind of like a college. You know, and the work that goes along with that is vast and very time consuming. And, you know, you would see Steve over there 24/7.
Yeah.
Every time I went over there, he was there.
And he had an assistant in Sawyer, his son.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
And listen, I cannot fill those shoes. I promise you that. Like Sawyer was, and I kid Steve all the time and say, we're going to really miss Sawyer, when you leave. But he and Sawyer loved going to everything. So Steve made that happen for him, which was really cool too. And he'll still get to do that at Upperman. And I know they'll, but we're going to really miss Sawyer.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you know, most people, when I talk about this role, they're going to think about all the home games and all that goes on at Quitwell High School, but there's also away games.
Right.
You know, Steve was, at a lot of the away games. Of course, you can't make them all because you have various sports playing at the same time. So there's no way. So separating that job, you know, and Adam, I guess, taking the lead and you being assistant will allow for that a little bit more.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny the things you don't think about when you just go watch games, you know. So I went to my first soccer game as assistant athletic director last week and, you know, just going, and it was raining that day and there was some storm. So I'm calling, you know, Lauren Metz, who's the coach. I'm like, okay, what's our plan? And, you know, there's just a whole lot that goes into it on the administrative part of that, that you as a parent or as a fan don't really realize. There's a lot of prep work that goes into that and it's a big job. So, you know, having a couple of us to work on that and kind of split those duties, I think it's going to be good.
And I'm sure during basketball season, you know, you're the head coach, so your role is going to be to take care of the basketball team during that time frame and kind of lean a little bit more on Adam for all of the duties at that time. I'm sure that's probably what is going to happen.
Yeah, and the good thing is in the winter, really, there's just girls basketball, boys basketball, and wrestling that happens. And then some sports are starting to practice and things like that. But you know, spring will be a big season for us, and that's when I'll be able to get in there and help him some more after our season's over. But
has this added, I know you have assistants on your basketball team, has this added a little bit of worth, value, extra work to them?
Not really so much, not so much because we're not doing a whole lot with basketball right now. We're lifting and we're doing some skill work, but we're able to get that done, you know, right at the end of school, right when school's over. And so, and you know, really no seasons have really started yet. Like volleyball's practicing, soccer just started games, this last week and football's getting started this next week. So I think it's going to amp up here a little bit. My assistant, Gina Pickett, is also the cross country coach. And so in her season right now.
I forgot about that.
And then my new JV coach is Brian Rohr, mm-hmm. who is a tennis coach. So we're kind of used to, you know, wearing different hats and, multitasking.
That brings up a good question. And you mentioned it a little bit ago, made me think about it. So as an athletic director, as a coach, as a head coach, you talked about Gallagher playing soccer and being very good at it. So what's your thoughts about kids playing other sports?
I love it.
Okay.
I really do. And I'll tell you this, I talked to a Division I coach that's recruiting Cassie and we talked about her playing soccer and he said, I love it that she plays soccer. And I told him, she has good footwork because of soccer. You know, mm-hmm. she can come in and guard a post player for me and get around and work because she has that good footwork from another sport. And so I do think some sports work together better than others.
Sure.
You know, when they overlap, it gets hard. And then when you're trying, as a parent, I understand too, when you're trying to be really good at one sport and then be really good at another one, those travel seasons overlap. And so it's tough. But when you can make it happen, I think it's good. I think it's really good for kids.
It is tough, and it's refreshing to hear a head coach at the high school level with a big school like Cookeville that you're at that really enjoys their kids playing other sports, especially when they work together. But you hit on something that's very true with you know, the AAUs, the off season, you know, the club ball that they play has gotten bigger and bigger as time has gone on, and it's made it almost impossible for these kids to play other sports.
It really has. And as a family, I can tell you, it just gets more and more expensive. Yeah. And so it's really hard to try to do that if you have more than one child playing and then you have multiple sports. It makes it hard. And I really hate it when, you know, kids are at a young age are having to choose which sport. You don't even know what you're best at, you know, in middle school half the time. And so I think when you can make it work, but the big part of that is the coaches being able to work together and make that happen. And, you know, Laura Metz and I work together and she knows, you know, Cassie's going to play college basketball. And so she understands that. So she's going to let her come to an open gym of mine if she needs to. She knows she's going to lift with my team. She knows she's going to do all those things, but Cassie's going to be there for soccer too. And she's going to, you know, make sure she's putting in the work for that too. And Cassie's probably a little bit different because she is one of the hardest working kids I've ever had. And she will literally come and lift with us on game day and then go play soccer. But she set a good example for kids on that you definitely can do both.
Yeah. You know, some kids, it might be a situation where, you know, it's an individual thing and you're going to give the best advice as a coach that you can. If you think it's going to work for them and their family, then that would be a plus, and you would give your blessing. If not, especially when you have other coaches that are working well with you, and that's a key component of making that work, especially at a school that size. You look at schools that are a little bit smaller and you've been there, that's a little bit different situation, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. Again, we got Jamie Gillis in the house, head coach at Cookeville High School women's basketball, and also new assistant athletic director out at CHS. And Jamie, when we left, we were talking about kids playing other sports, and we talked about the big school thought process and how much you like for students to play other sports, and that's refreshing to hear. And I've found out the same thing from college folks, that they really like kids playing other sports. They like them playing multiple sports, and the feedback I've got from some of them is they like to know that they're busy. They like to know that their time's being taken doing valuable things instead of getting into some other things that kids can get into nowadays. But let's switch gears a little bit and talk about smaller schools. So at smaller schools, it really is dependent upon those students playing multiple sports for those teams to be successful. What's your view on that?
I think that's true. And I know some coaches are worried, well, what if they get hurt, or, you know, there's a risk of injury. And, you know, my thought to that is they can get injured in PE class,
right?
You know, and so you have to just trust the process that they're doing what's right for their body. And they're not, those coaches aren't pushing them too hard when they're in that season. But I mean, you know, especially in small schools, I think you need your best athletes playing the sports that they're good at.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of times you have a kid that, you know, could be really good at baseball and really good at basketball, but then they have to choose one. And then that kind of, we're almost choosing their path for them. And
right.
I think we need to just allow them to be able to do both and let them make that decision as with their family.
You know, you're right. It's tough. Like, basketball and baseball, you know, they're going to overlap a little bit. So it makes it a little bit tougher. So you have to really have those coaches working together to make sure they're doing what's best for the kid, you know, not really stressing them out,
yeah,
you know, from one season to another. So that becomes important in that situation too.
And I have kids on my team that run track, or they, you know, they do certain track activities, you know, with Coach Cook at Cookeville High School. And that's great because it just keeps them in shape. And, you know, he and I talk all the time, and he'll say, you know, I need this girl to come, you know, jump for me or whatever. And so we're trying to work towards that to get those athletes, you know, in multiple things, because like I said, I think it's good. He's working hard on Jordan right now. So she's and Brian's working hard on her for tennis. So she's going to do something else in the spring. We're yet to see what that's going to be.
Well, that's awesome. From a thought process about, you know, when we were in school, looking back, you know, there's probably some things that we would have changed. So these experiences for these kids, I don't think they realize sometimes how important it's going to be for them later on to be involved, you know, to get involved with as many things as they can as they go through, especially high school.
Yeah. And just to make memories in different things and meet different people. I mean, you know, it's good to get outside your basketball friends and go do other things. And, you know, I think it's good. And like I said, I told Cassie when I talked to that coach, I said, he loves it that you play soccer. And, you know, I told Lauren Metz that, and, you know, as much as we can keep letting that happen, we want to.
So, back to your assistant athletic director. So, fall sports that are going to be rolling on here at Cookeville High School. Tell me a little bit about your, you know, work schedule as you go through the fall.
So we have girls soccer going on. We have volleyball getting ready to go up, and, you know, Coach Chris Bell is taking over there, and I think they're going to, you know, they're excited, and I get to see them. They're in the gym at the last class of the day. So I get to see those girls, and it's exciting to see how they're going to do. Football, of course, you know, and we have a new coach, Coach Hennigan's taking over there, and he's young and excited about it. And there's a buzz going around Cookeville High School right now, just because of the changing of the guard, I guess, right there.
Sure.
And they're excited. We're excited to see what's going to happen with them. And golf is happening. Cross country is happening. And so lots and lots of things going on at Cookeville High School. And it's funny because when it rains, we're trying to, you know, make sure everybody has a place to practice. And you, another thing that I had not considered is, you know, the band has to come in, and our band is awesome too. Yeah. And so, you know, it's always exciting the first of the school year, but then when your sports get started and football gets going, you know, we get headed into the fall. So, you know, I think it's going to be good.
You know, a lot of times, the success of some of the sports teams along the way makes it a good year, you know, all the way around for schools. And that's definitely true in smaller schools, but even a place at 2400 like Cookeville High School, when kids are coming to games and they're enjoying being there, and you know, they're being successful at what they're doing, it promotes a good culture for the school, and it just seems like school year goes better.
Yeah, and you know, we have a great student section, and you know, we had a student section at the soccer game the other night. They had pots and pans. Didn't know that happened, but you know, that happens there. But you know, some of my girls, you know, Jordan and Bailey graduated, and Jordan's a senior. Some of their best memories are dressing up for, you know, the brigade night, whatever it's going to be at football that night, and going and sitting. And, you know, now when you get to be a senior, you get to sit in the front, and that's a big deal. You know, there's things that are different, I guess, at every school, but that's one of the things, you know, and poor little Allie's going to be at the top with the freshmen, and Jordan's like, you can't sit near us, you know? So there's things like that they'll always have those memories of high school. And so I love that. And that excitement for football is amped up right now.
Yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, kudos to Coach Maynard, you know.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That got decided to get out there. He's been in a long time, did such a good job everywhere he's been. And, you know, changing of the guard, so to speak, with football. And we've had Coach Hennigan on the show several times. And you can sense the excitement that's out there. And, you know, one of their first games is with Upperman right down the road. Well, actually, yep, over at Tennessee Tech, where the game will be played. So that's going to be exciting to for both of them to play again, and then for Coach Hennigan to get started on his high school football coaching career. I know he's pumped and excited about it. I was lucky enough to be on the committee that actually hired him. So did real good job on his interview. And really, ever since he's been here, he's done some good things and creating awareness for Cookeville High School football and Cookeville High School itself. So good luck to him as he starts that. But, man, it's going to be a busy fall for you.
Yes, it is.
And that's going to lead into a busy basketball season.
Yeah.
So starting date for basketball this year is?
We don't get to practice until November. I think this year it's maybe October 31st. It's that first week in November. But, you know, our first game is November 15th. Girls are playing Blackman away. And, you know, they were in the state tournament last year. We were in the state tournament. And, you know, I was talking to their coach today, and I said, that's 14 days of practice. That's all we're going to get before we play that first game. But, you know, it's exciting. And like I said, it's going to be a whole different look for us this year, and a different group of kids. But that culture staying strong. And I feel like we're gonna be fun to watch again.
Yeah, and it's got to be exciting for you with you mentioned it early in the show. The freshmen coming up, they're skilled freshmen, and then that mixture of upperclassmen with them is going to be real exciting for you, because I think you probably have a pretty good idea what you got, but mm-hmm. you don't really know till you get out there and get them going.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because I had the freshmen all summer and they were weak, and now we're in the weight room and they're getting strong. And, you know, I talked about that leadership. My sophomores, juniors and seniors, they're pushing each other in the weight room. And yeah. So these freshmen are just falling right in the line. And so it'll be good when they get stronger, because I think it's going to make them even better. And they're working. This is a fun group, because they like to work and they stay after already. I mean, you know, it's August and they're staying after to shoot if there's a gym open. And, so I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good year.
So how many freshmen did make the team this
Five.
Year? Five total.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've been on the other side of that, in a transition from middle school to high school coaching. So there's a lot of difference in between middle school, the work that's expected, and when you get into high school. When you made that jump, you knew that coming in. But as far as the students, you know, they're coming into you, what is that change in expectation as far as workouts, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big piece. And we, you know, you don't really need to lift weights in middle school. It's not good for, especially
right.
for females.
I agree.
And so getting them in and getting them started with some lightweight, and then just helping them build that, and then build that endurance up. So that's a big piece. And then the speed of the game from middle school to high school is different. It's faster. And the funny thing about this freshman group, they play fast, but sometimes they need to not play so fast. Like I tell them, there's a difference playing fast and playing in a hurry. You know, we want to play fast, but we're not playing in a hurry. And so just trying to get them to understand, slow down a little bit and, you know, take a deep breath. I tell them all the time, your hair's not on fire. You know, we don't have to, you know, it's okay. And that was, you know, they beat everybody in middle school. You know, four of my five freshmen, they beat everybody. So just understanding and learning, okay, now we're playing seniors in high school. And so it's different, and just understanding that, and then being able to rely on those older girls, and then those older girls trusting them, you know, it's a big piece too. And so it's a lot to put together. And I love that we have, you know, almost the whole month of June to work on that and to get in. I mean, we start playing camp, you know, we've had 2 days of practice, but just really jump in there and see what you got. And but, you know, through our skill work, I'm mixing up who comes and putting a freshman and a senior together a lot, just to, so they can see the things, how we do skill work and things like that. So it's different, but, and it's a big jump.
That's kind of one thing that's changed even probably since you played, you know, when we were growing up. I'm just a little bit older than you, but when we were growing up, there was a lot to do, but you know, you mentioned eighth period now with the skills work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we had, it wasn't that in depth as far as the expectation.
Oh, no.
We worked out and we did all the things that you needed to do to get better, but there, it's just at a different level right now.
It is. And you know, these freshmen too are coming into high school and coming into Cookeville High School. That's big. They're still trying to figure out where their classes are, you know, their academics and all of those things. And so it's a big leap. And it's kind of funny because I take it for granted, you know, Allie's a freshman and I'm like, you're in this building all the time. Like, is this really that big of a deal? And it is. And, you know, and I've had to say to her, all right, like, you know, I'll show you where your classes are before school start and things like that. Because even though it's our second home, the gym at Cookeville High School, it's different when you're going to Spanish or, you know, or English. And so, it's just a whole new experience for all of them, but they've adjusted well. I text all of them last week, you know, individually. I was like, all right, how's it going? You know, and Scott kids them all the time, like, nobody stuffed you in a locker, right? And, I think they're adjusting well that on that side of it. And then just under, you know, getting into that routine.
Well, that's awesome, Cody. Hey, we appreciate your time. We're going to have you back before season starts.
All right.
To get kind of a little preview of the season when you get a little bit more work done. But we appreciate your time and congratulations on the new job. And
all right,
I know
thanks.
You're going to be busy.
Pray for me.
we will definitely do that. But thanks a lot for coming on the show, and we appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.